AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. With Western support lagging and more gains on the battlefield, a confident Russian President Vladimir Putin told his country there would be no peace until Russia achieves its goals in Ukraine. In the U.S., there's opposition from Republicans for more aid for Ukraine and Israel unless there is more money for border security. This is National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Putin is challenging the very international order that we helped build. He's challenging the UN Charter. He's challenging the very notion of sovereignty. He's challenging democracy itself. Russia seeks to remake the international order to create a world conducive to its highly personalized and repressive type of autocracy.
Putin highlighted Russia's successes in Ukraine and the flagging support by Kyiv's allies. The European Union has agreed to open membership negotiations with Ukraine and Moldova. Analysts are surprised about a rise in retail sales. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Consumers spent more despite inflation, higher interest, and other concerns. Senior economist Kenneth Kim at KPMG.
Sometimes a disconnect between sentiment and what the consumer actually does.
He says retail spending increased 0.3%, and many categories enjoyed the gains.
Furniture store sales were up 0.9% on the month. Clothing store sales were up.
Although electronics and department store sales fell. Some analysts say consumer debt is also going up, which could be a concern. But Kim says not if the labor market remains strong.
Provide the paychecks to support debt payments.
And provide a boost to the annual gross domestic product. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The House has passed a defense policy bill that authorizes the biggest pay raise for troops in more than two decades. A 13-year-old boy in Canton, Ohio, has been charged with allegedly planning a mass shooting at a local synagogue. This is AP News. The family of a Chicago woman who died in a hotel freezer has reached a settlement.
The mother of Kanika Jenkins will receive more than $3.7 million in a negligence settlement totaling nearly $10 million. The young woman froze to death in a hotel freezer after attending a party at the Crown Plaza in Rosemont, Illinois in September of 2017. Friends alerted her mother, Teresa Martin, that she was missing, and according to the lawsuit, Martin contacted the hotel. Surveillance footage that showed Jenkins stumbling in the halls and walking into the hotel kitchen wasn't reviewed until police arrived. Jenkins' body wasn't discovered for more than 21 hours. Cook County coroners determined she died accidentally of hypothermia, although alcohol intoxication and a drug used for treating epilepsy and migraines were cited as significant contributing factors. The family sued the hotel, its security company, and a restaurant that rented the freezer. The rest of the settlement money goes to other family members, attorney's fees, and the cost of Jenkins' funeral. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.